MGM Resorts International CEO James Murren told the Massachusetts Gaming Commission that even though all competitors have fallen by the wayside, MGM's Springfield project is the right choice to be awarded a lucrative casino license.
We have the money, we have the experience, we have the vision, and we're ready to go right now as soon as we win a license, if we're lucky enough to do so.
Using videos and slides, Murren and other top MGM officials spelled out the details of a project they promise will lead to a revival of the city of Springfield and bring more revenue and tourism to Massachusetts.
We will drive the most revenue, and we endeavor to be the most successful resort in all of the Commonwealth, and that means Eastern Mass as well.
MGM proposes to build an $800 million resort casino on roughly 15 acres in downtown Springfield. Officials noted the site's close proximity to Interstate 91, which would carry the bulk of the casino-bound traffic. They highlighted 2,000 construction and 3,000 permanent jobs the project will generate, along with goals for local hiring and affirmative action.
We will invest a significant amount of money, an epic historic amount of money, into the city of Springfield. And we are an employer of choice.
MGM will pay Springfield $25 million annually and fund improvements to public safety, city parks, and cover the costs of other amenities as detailed in an agreement negotiated with city officials and ratified by voters last July. The company projects $130 million in annual tax revenue to the state. The MGM officials described the Springfield project as being unlike any other casino and said the goal is to attract people interested in live entertainment, dining, and shopping, not necessarily gambling. Murren said MGM officials spent 18 months working to tailor the project to the desires of the community.
We like to think that hard work and thoughtful content is a wow, and we hope that our presentation speaks to the effort and passion that we have for this project.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno told the Gaming Commission he strongly endorsed the project and said the MGM Casino would make Springfield a vibrant urban hub.
Adding a new energy to both Springfield and the Western Massachusetts region. Ultimately, this will help return my Springfield.
About 35 business and community leaders from Springfield attended the Gaming Commission meeting in Boston on Thursday. Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby called MGM's presentation fascinating and informative. Even though MGM is the only applicant for the lone Western Massachusetts casino license, the five-member commission will still conduct a thorough review before making a decision.
And as you know, we have the authority to push back and negotiate new conditions, change conditions, different deal if we want to. So even though they're the last company standing, they still got to come through us.
MGM beat out a competing Springfield casino proposal by Penn National Gaming to win Mayor Sarno's endorsement. Voters rejected casino projects in West Springfield and Palmer. Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts are competing for the lone casino license in the greater Boston area. The companies made separate public presentations to the Gaming Commission on Wednesday. Reporting from Boston, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.